Your Money Briefing. Money and Market Stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. The robots are taking over in the world of investing, but there are scenarios where robots being left alone to run the numbers could be problematic for investors. We'll explain in a moment. First, these money headlines. A report from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis suggests Americans who entered the world in the 1980s could be on track to become the last recession's lost generation. The St. Louis Fed research finds that as of 2016, those born in the 1980s had wealth levels 34% below where they would be absent the financial crisis and its aftermath. In comparison, people born in the 1970s had wealth levels that were 18% under where they should have been, while folks from the 1960s were down 11%. The late 2000s recession threw up an obstacle for younger workers. People of the 1980s generation started their working lives in a time of troubled investment markets, also high unemployment, and persistently weak wage gains. A study from the UK's University of Warwick indicates there's a surefire way to rein in CEO pay. That's bring in hedge fund activists. The study found that CEOs received on average $329,344 more than their peers in total pay in the 2 years before an activist targeted their companies. 1 year after, that difference had shrunk to $51,435, with CEO base pay now $27,704 lower than their peers. But the study also found that CEO pay begins to rise again 2 years after activism. And Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Glavine and his wife custom-built an Atlanta home that incorporates both Gothic elements and a sports playground with a small-scale baseball field. It's now on the market for $6.75 million. The 16,132-square-foot home sits on more than 3 acres and has 8 bedrooms and 9 bathrooms. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Is your 401k on track? Bloom, with 3 O's, is the simple and smart way to grow your 401k. Go online to bloom401k.com to get your truly free 401k audit. Simply grab your employer-held 401k account login info, and in a matter of minutes, Bloom performs an unbiased analysis of your 401k right before your eyes, showing you the best fund mix to meet your goals while minimizing investment fees. Bloom does all the work for you. The hardest part for you is remembering there are 3 O's in Bloom. Enter promo code WSJ for your first month free. Visit bloom401k.com and try it for free now.
Welcome back, everybody. Would you have built your car any differently than a robot did? Would you have built your television any differently? Maybe not, but you might be inclined to invest differently than some robo-advisors do. And Jason Zweig, the Wall Street Journal intelligent investor columnist, joins us to discuss. So, Jason, this comes down to, as you point out in your column, online investment managers or robo-advisors having minds of their own, and you focus on one in particular that is moving clients' money into a new fund and is not phased at all by declines in that fund.
Yeah, that's correct. There's a new fund. It came out in January called Wealthfront Risk Parity Fund. And pretty much all eligible clients of the Wealthfront robo-advisor are being automatically moved into that fund, up to 20% of their money in some cases. And that might work out well in the end, but it's kind of an open question as to whether all of those people are really aware that this is what they want.
And this is clients with more than, is it $100,000
yeah,
in assets?
It's more than $100,000 in assets, and there are a couple other criteria as well. But it does apply to a lot of people, and at this point, it's on track to have roughly $900 million in it for a fund that just started a few months ago.
Yeah, and you mentioned in your column that this fund has been around, this has been going on for 4 months, and the fund has seen a 9% decline during that time. But 4 months is really too short a period to recognize a trend in either direction to say, oh, well, this is now going to be declining from here on out as far as we can see. So 4 months, you can't really panic over that.
Well, no, you certainly shouldn't panic, although the question here is why the fund's performance is so far out of phase with similar funds, and there are quite a few, and the others have all performed pretty closely in line with each other. And given that this is a brand new, untested fund, and also that people had to opt out if they didn't want to participate. Otherwise, they automatically would find their money invested there. It does sort of raise the question of whether that technique is appropriate of automatically pushing people's money into a new product.
You know, there's a bit of a disconnect here. The Wealthfront's prospectus says this fund should only be used by investors who plan to actively monitor and manage their investments in the fund. But the point of robo-advisors is to remove that need to monitor the investment so closely, right?
Yeah, it is. And some people have stumbled over this. I mean, the whole purpose of the firm is to do all your decision-making for you, and yet in the prospectus it says that you should be capable of doing that yourself. Now, to be fair, Wealthfront says that language is in there primarily for external investors who might want to buy the fund because the firm feels it is doing that on your behalf if you invest in the fund.
But investors may want to keep an eye on things anyway because short-term gains accumulated by the robo-advisor could drive up an investor's tax bill. The robot likely doesn't recognize that.
Well, I think they are going to try to manage it to be as tax efficient as they can. But what's important for investors to realize is that traditionally this kind of fund, this risk parity structure, has not been particularly well suited for taxable accounts and tends to be favored for IRAs or non-taxable institutions. So that's another factor to bear in mind for sure.
And does this expose the less glamorous underbelly of robo-investing that while it uses a lot of market data to make decisions, there are subjective judgments that it could never know?
Well, so I think the key here is the same that arises with any decision where humans and computers interact. And, you know, there are a lot of people, my elderly mother among them, who will complain about, oh, the computer bollocksed everything up again. And, of course, it's not that simple because humans are programming the computer. But certainly in a case like this, where a large number of clients are being automatically shunted into a type of investment that is relatively unprecedented in their experience, it raises the question of whether you ever really want to delegate everything to a robot, to a computer.
Well, it seems like as the robots take on more risky actions, that it'll add in more rules and more best practices, more rules of the road for investors to keep an eye on going forward.
Well, what Wealthfront will tell you is that this is a rules-based investment strategy, and they plan to manage it very carefully and to treat it as a safe place for their clients to have their money. But losing 9% in the first 4 months, even though that is a short period, does constitute a bit of a warning that you don't want to take your eye completely off the ball.
That is substantial. Yeah, there's no question about it. Now, you did mention that this approach to investing has worked before, namely at Bridgewater Associates.
Yeah, there are several prominent firms that have been managing money using what's called a risk parity strategy for quite a few years now. It depends on how you define success. I would say that for the level of risk that these funds have taken, their performance has been respectable. They've lagged the stock market, but they've taken on less risk. It's a complicated strategy, though, and it takes quite a bit of explaining, probably more than we can do right here.
Yeah, right.
Which raises yet another question of whether people really should be automatically put into something that is more than a mouthful to explain.
Well, with the changing world impacting the changing markets, something automatic like that might require a bit more intensive attention by the investor.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Wall Street Journal intelligent investor columnist Jason Zweig joining us here in our studio. Jason, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, JR.
And that is your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.